All right, let's get going here. I appreciate you taking the time to get on the call this afternoon. I know everybody's got plenty to do, and I very well might be taking up part of your lunch period, so I'm going to try to keep it as short as I can. What I would like to do is make sure that you are prepared to get together on Saturday. As you know, I'll be up there all day on Saturday delivering my workshop on how to get the fastest and the easiest money out of real estate, and I know you're going to be excited about the information that I give you there, and I'll show you some real live examples and show you what's going on out there in the real world of real estate today and how you can get at it and where the big money is. In fact, the whole purpose of Saturday is to probably change your thinking about real estate and get you into the beautiful homes and the beautiful neighborhoods and show you how to make the money without the risk or the costly entanglements that most people think come along with this business, and how to do it without money or credit, which is what I specialize in. And before I get started, if you don't know where we're doing this thing, it's going to be at the DoubleTree on Page Creek Lane, DoubleTree Page Creek Lane. And a phone number to get there is 919-941-6000, 919-941-6000. If you have not registered, you may still do that by going to TREIA.com, T-R-E-I-A.com. This is sponsored by your local TREIA group. We work together, and frankly, your group is in my mastermind group, so I have agreed to come up and do this because we are so closely related. All right. I want to get you prepared for Saturday because after lunch, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to actually go over your deals that you bring to class and pre-screen them. Talk about, okay, is this a suspect or a prospect? All right, what would I do with it now that I've got this information? How would I approach the seller, assuming that my virtual assistant collected this information for us? And, in fact, I'll bring you the virtual assistants. We've got them. We've trained them. We hire them. We fire them. And all you've got to do is plug into them at a very, very low cost. We'll have that all available to you if you are ready for a virtual assistant to do most of the work for you. A good part of the day is going to be spent on how to automate this business in addition to where to get the money. I truly do 3 to 6 deals per month with the help of a part-time assistant, and I want to show you how I can do that and how you can do the same thing without sucking up your life and keep this a part-time business. I do buy some all-cash deals every month. In fact, I just put one under contract the other day I'll share with you that has over $100,000 net profit potential in it, and I am going to rehab it in case you don't think I actually do that either. But that's not my business. That's what we do a few of a year max. I want to show you the easy way to get money, and then if you like rehabbing, we can do a few of those as long as we do them correct. So after lunch, I'm going to go through your property information sheets for you, and I'll discuss every single one of them. So what I want to do right now is make sure that you come prepared and bring us something to work with. And if you do, then it's very possible that you may leave with a good prospect that you can go home and get under contract quickly and hopefully turn it into cash within the next 30 days after this event is over. In fact, I'll make sure that Nikki brings some contracts up there so that if we find something we like, before I leave that day, I'll get you to fill out contract, and I'll check it before I go so that you're armed and ready to get out there in the field on these properties. I've done a lot of work in North Carolina. I've got a lot of students in North Carolina. In fact, my big brother lives in Winston-Salem, and my friend Jay Connor lives in North Carolina. So, in fact, I even have a project up there one time. I developed a subdivision right outside of Charlotte. So let's talk about how to get prepared. You should have received my property information sheet by now. If you did not, you can find it at ronlegrand.com/FISBO. By the way, I will be taking your questions when I'm through here, and if we keep it as quiet as it is right now, I won't even have to mute everybody out. Before I go any further, if you are listening right now, press a button so I can know you're out there. Hello. I know you're there. Got a counter. Just press a button if you're listening.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay. Sorry, I had you on mute. No wonder it was so quiet. Okay. In fact, I'm going to put you back on mute. And then when we come back on, I'm going to take your questions. So jot them down as we go. I prefer the quiet, actually.
The conference is in lecture mode.
All right, so get that property information sheet off of ronlegrand.com/FISBO. Again, you should have it by now, and hopefully we have sent you some scripts. Now, these scripts are to be used as you're calling the seller and collecting the information. If you are your own VA and you've initiated that contact, then just use the scripts to continue the conversation, and you've only got one phone call. The scripts are clearly labeled at the top as to when they apply, and you'll have one for calling them if they will sell for what they owe, and another one for if there's a mortgage on it but a lot of equity, and then another one if it's free and clear. You just use the script that applies to one of those three answers. If you get a yes on the terms question, it's on your property information sheet, which we're going to get to here in a moment. So it starts by collecting the facts on the house. Again, our VAs will do that for you later. There's no way we can get you set up to have them do that before we come, unless you already have our VA. And if you do, call them and tell them you're going to be there Saturday and get you a pile of leads so we can work on your leads while I am there. It's a rare opportunity for you to actually get me to go through your leads and help you construct deals right on spot, and I enjoy doing it. So if you got the property information sheet in front of you, you'll look at the top. You'll see there are stars on it, and these stars have to be completed, starting with the asking price in the upper right-hand corner and the what the seller thinks it's worth. You just simply ask them, what do you think it appraised for? And you'll get back an answer, and that's important to me because I want to know what they think it's worth and composed to what Zillow thinks it's worth. If you look down in the section where it says your comps right below that, that's not for you to ask the seller now. That's for you to go on Zillow and put in the Zestimate on that property and bring that to class with you. That's good enough for what we're going to do in class, and that's Zillow.com. Just give me the Zestimate of the subject property, and we'll go from there. But I must have the asking price, and I must know what the seller thinks is worth so we can tell if they're in la-la land or not, or if they're actually asking less than what we think, what it's really worth. The next block under that is your mortgage block. If you come and that is blank and there's nothing in it, there's nothing I can do with your lead, we must get the loan balance. We must have the loan balance. It's not if we don't have the loan balance, we've got a worthless suspect. There's nothing we can do until somebody gets that loan balance. And I'm not going to make that call for you in class. I expect you to make that call prior to getting there and simply asking them, what do you owe? Now, if you get any kind of rebuttal on that, which you will get one or two times out of ten, you in your scripts that we sent you, there should be a mortgage script that you use if you get a rebuttal that goes something like this. Well, listen, I understand, but there are several ways we buy a property. Sometimes we pay all cash, and in order to do that, I'd have to know what you owe because obviously I'd have to know if you owe more than I'd be willing to pay for cash. But most of the time, we actually buy on terms, which is a lease option or owner financing. And in order to do that, we'll need to know what you owe because our purchase offer will be structured around that. What do you owe? If you don't get an answer after that, then you're not going to get an answer. Don't bring that thing to class because, as far as I'm concerned, it's dead. The people you want to deal with will give you the answers. They won't even hesitate, especially if they know you're the principal. So I need the loan amount, and I need the payment. Those two things are very, very important. I also need to know whether it includes taxes and insurance. So if you look at the line right below, it says, does it include PI? Is it PITI, yes or no? And the next line over says, are the payments current? I ask that by saying, may I assume the payments are current? And 99 times out of 100, you'll get a yes. But we do need to verify that. And if you do get a no, then tell me how far behind it is. That block, that rectangle there, is the financial information that is critical for us to move forward or not move forward with that lead. Again, if you come and it is blank, you might as well not even bring that lead because it will go nowhere. Now, right below that, you'll see three blocks of copy. Look over at the left, and you'll see one that says, will you sell for what you owe? Please note right above that that only applies if there's a small gap between the loan balance and the asking price. $200,000 house asking $180,000 and are asking $195,000 and the loan is $180,000, go for it. Will you sell for what you owe? Because at least 50% of the time the answer will be yes. When you get a yes to will you sell for what you owe, you got a property, you know you can probably just take over the debt for free and get a free house. Will you sell for what you owe means there's only a small amount of equity in it, or you will never get a yes answer. So be very careful. House worth $200, but he only owes $100, and he's asking $195. I think you'll agree that would be a very foolish question to answer and will kill your conversation right then and there. To ask him if he'll sell for what he owes when he's asking $95,000 more than what he owes is a dumb question and will absolutely alienate you from the seller, and he'll tune out from that point on if he don't hang up on you. So only ask that question when there's a small gap between loan and asking price. But that's a critical question, because when you get a yes to that, you got a free house. Now, you should have the new property information sheet. So if you do and you get a no answer to that question right below it, the next question is, well, if I took over your debt, then what would you take for your equity? That tells me whether he's got to have the whole $15,000 or whether he just needs to get moving money, and his big objective is to get the debt paid off, paid for every month, so get the loan, the debt off of his back and stress relief. Almost always, they will come back with a yes or a small amount of money when they have a small amount of equity. So make sure you ask that question first, but only when applicable. If there's a mortgage on it, but there's a large gap, then go to the middle and ask the lease option question, and I need a yes or a no on that one if it's applicable. Now, if you ask, will you sell for what you owe, and you get a yes, you're done. Do not ask the one in the middle or the one on the right. You are done if you get a yes. However, if you get a no, then go to the middle section and ask the lease option question and give me a yes or a no on that one. If it's a no on that one, we're not going anywhere. You're dead, because your seller is not interested in terms. And by the way, guys, don't be upset when they're not interested in terms, because at least two-thirds of the sellers that you contact are not going to be interested in terms, at least on the first go-around. Well, you're going to get a yes answer about a third of the time if you follow my script, just like I wrote it. And when you get a yes answer, you've got a possible deal, because you got a seller who's willing to work with you on terms. And in the pretty house business, it's all about terms. We work with sellers who will give us terms so that we can sell using terms, get in and out quick, and get a mind-blowing amount of cash, as I'll show you on Saturday when I see you, without any costly entanglements. So if the lease option question turns out to be no, you're done, and you might as well stop asking the seller questions, because there's nothing we're going to do with that lead. If the house is free and clear, you ask the would you take your equity and monthly installment in questions, and if you get a yes, you're done. Now you go to the script that says use this when the house is free and clear and you get a yes. We'll come back to that in a second. If, however, they say no when you are asking that in monthly installment question, then you look right below it and you'll jump into the lease option question. So if they say no to own a financing, then ask them the lease option question. They say no to that, you're done, game over, suspect, not prospect, not worth following up on. If you have the scripts, and I hope you do, and if you don't, maybe I can get Tria to make sure they get out to you today. Nikki, are you on here by any chance? Guess not. I'm going to ask you when I open it up whether you have the scripts or not, so be prepared for that. But if you have the scripts, you'll go to the one that deals with free and clear house, and you look right at the bottom, and it'll ask questions down there that'll determine whether you have a deal or whether you don't have a deal when the house is free and clear and the seller said yes to owner financing. First question is, okay, if we can come to terms, what's the least you would accept? You write that down, and then you go to the critical question, which is, may I assume you will sell with nothing down? Now, guys and gals, may I assume you'll sell with nothing down is not the same question as will you sell with nothing down. Please ask it exactly the way I wrote it for good reasons, as I will demonstrate to you on Saturday. Those two questions are 180 degrees apart. May I assume you will sell with nothing down means I assume you will. So ask it the way I wrote it, and then wait. And then when you get a no, the next one is, well, what's the least you could take down? You're going to be surprised how many times you get a yes if you ask it exactly the way I wrote it. The next question is, what's the lowest monthly payment you could take? And, of course, now you know whether you got a seller that will let you in with little or nothing down and how much they want per month. And now you know whether you got a hot, hot, hot prospect or a mediocre prospect. Either way, we can make money on both of them. So I'm going to show you some examples of that on Saturday. But if you come prepared and you actually get those questions to a conclusion, you are in the driver's seat, and we'll take it from there and turn that thing into money. Now, right below that, you'll see all of the technical information. I need all of that stuff answered. You'll see stars on it. I absolutely want to know why they want to move and when. Is the house listed? Critical question. Does it need repairs? Meaning, does it need a little bit, a lot, or none? You'll find most of them will need none because we're dealing with beautiful houses and beautiful neighborhoods. I need to know if it's vacant or occupied. So just read the bottom, fill in the blanks, and it's not that hard. In fact, your whole time on the phone with this seller shouldn't take more than 2 or 3 minutes, and you're done. And again, in the future, the virtual assistants are going to do all that stuff for you, and then you're going to call them back and then follow these scripts that I gave you so that you don't have to do all that front-end grunt work, which is a lot of work, I'll grant you, chasing these people down and getting them on the telephone and collecting those facts from them. Now, where do we find those folks? For right now, you're going to go to Craigslist, and you're going to go to any for sale by owner site where you're at. Just go to Google and plug in, I want to buy a house in Raleigh, and up a couple of bunch of sites. Look for the FSBO ads, and call the ones that post their phone number and email the ones that don't and ask them to send you the number so you can call them. You should also be riding around looking for sale by owner signs in nice neighborhoods. Take a picture of them with your camera, go home and call them, fill out property information sheet. And, in fact, you've even got a time to run some ads between now and Saturday on Craigslist and see if you can get a few people to call you. I want you to do whatever you have to do to turn up some leads, because the more you bring to class, the better chance I got of pulling a deal out of there for you. And, guys, let me just tell you something. Anytime I do one of these pretty house deals, granted, I'm going to be working in houses at $250,000 and up are my target, all the way up to about $1.5 million. I don't even want to mess with a deal anymore that doesn't have at least a $25,000 paycheck in it, and that's my bottom. I don't want to do any $10,000 deals, so trust me when I tell you it's a rare chance you're going to have to spend the day with a guy who actually does this stuff and is the best there is in this industry. So if you bring me some good quality leads, we'll turn up some money. No, I don't care how high price is. $1 million houses don't scare me one bit. I live in a multi-million-dollar house, so I am one of those folks you'll be approaching, and I can tell you that the people with the higher-priced houses are no harder to talk to. In fact, they're easier to talk to than the people with the lower-priced houses. So just get on the phone and plow through your fear and get those things filled out. Get those questions asked. And please, I'm going to say it again. If the property sheet is incomplete, all that means is I'm going to tell the whole class the sheet is incomplete. No, I won't use your name, but I'll tell you, you're going to get frustrated if you see me doing deals for the other class and you're sitting there wishing you had actually followed the assignment correctly. Get the facts from the seller. Don't be afraid of them. It matters not what they say. If the answers don't come back correct, you're never going to talk to them again anyway, and they need you 10 times more than you need them. And most of them are pleasant and easy to talk to anyway. So bring me a handful of sheets. Again, go on Zillow to get this estimate, and go on the websites to find the sellers, find some FSBO signs, and run some ads if you want. Regardless of how you find them, bring them to class. All right, we're going to spend the day teaching you how to do this step by step. In the afternoon, I'm also going to show you how to handle your IRA, because everything we talk about you can do inside of your IRA tax-free and grow wealth quickly and do some amazing, amazing compounding of the money that's in your IRA. I'll also do a class in the afternoon on handling financial hardships and what to do when your credit is shot and the world's caving in and the creditors are after you and woe is me, and a lot of folks need that conversation, so that's the one I'm going to end the day with. We're going to give away a lot of prizes during the day. In fact, several $1,000s worth of them by drawings. And actually, we're just going to have a fun day. Now, we're going to start at 9 o'clock, and we're going to be finishing somewhere, I don't know, between 4 or 5, somewhere around in there. We'll have a full day. Let's see. Yeah, we're probably going to be finishing, my guess, somewhere around 4 to 4:30. So Don't plan on leaving early. All right, I'm going to open this thing up right now. So here we go.
Conference is no longer in lecture mode.
I can hear you. Did you guys get your property information sheets and your scripts?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Is there any who said no?
Okay.
Where are you getting them from?
Well, if you registered for the event and we know about it, you should have either got them. We probably got them from TRIA. Is that where you guys got yours?
Yes, I did register for dinner and for the actual class.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We're having dinner Friday night, aren't we? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I hope they're taking us someplace good. All right.
Yeah, where's that mortgage sheet? Because I got the loans, the property lead sheet, but I didn't get the mortgage sheet.
You did not get the scripts?
I got one script. I got the loan information sheet or lead information sheet, not the.
Oh, that's not a script.
I see it now.
Okay.
I have that.
You're already in. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, guys. I'm going to have Nikki contact TRIA and make sure you guys get all the proper documents that you need, which are the property sheet and the scripts.
I don't know what I do. I have one script and one property information sheet.
All right. Hold on. Guys,
they
keep the
are
racket
in the email.
Down. If you guys will keep the racket down, I'll try to keep the line open. It doesn't matter. I'm going to send them to you again. And what you're going to get is the property information sheet and at least one, two, three, four, about five scripts, if I'm not mistaken. And one of those will be your mortgage script, and the other three will be based on the seller's answers to the terms question.
Yep.
And I think I'm even going to send you one to use when the seller says, no, I'm not interested in terms. So watch your email. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to get Nikki to get them over to TRIA, and we're going to beg them to get them out to you immediately. So if you do not get that by the end of the day, I want you to call your TRIA folks and rake them over to Kohl's and tell them to get you that information because you're running out of time. So, all right. We got a deal? All right.
That's the deal.
Now, who's got questions for me?
So this is Stephanie Douglas. So we're supposed to look on Craigslist and other seller homeowners for sale sites, call these people up, fill out the property sheet with the pertinent information, where the actual starts are, and try to get all the questions that will be possible deals, and bring them to class.
Yep.
Okay.
The more the better. And I'm going to tell you right now, your better leads are for sale by owner signs in front of nice houses.
Okay.
They're a whole lot better quality. We have a house for sale. You know it's on the market now, and a lot of them don't do anything but stick that sign out there.
Okay.
And the problem with the ones online is you got to chase them down back and forth to even get their phone number, and they're harder to reach, and they're just less quality. But obviously there's so many of them, I want you to do both.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
Yeah, our foreclosure's up for the
I heard a guy first, then I'll go to the gal.
Okay. This is Muhammad Sanders. I'll be in the class Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Our foreclosures an option for the lead sheets are no-go?
Yeah, go ahead and bring them. I don't care what kind of deals you bring them.
Okay.
In fact, if you guys want to bring some bank-owned properties that strike your fancy, bring those too, as long as you bring the listing sheet and the ARV. The ARV meaning after-repaired value, which is the Zestimate. Make sure, though, that if you're getting the Zestimate, that Zillow thinks the house is in excellent condition, because that's ARV, after repaired value.
Ron?
Yes.
Hey, this is Laura Perkinson.
I'm
having a hard time finding attorneys in this area who's willing to do wraparound mortgages or lease purchase contracts.
All right. Well, let's talk about that on Saturday so I can apply it to everybody that's in the room.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And, you know, I haven't heard that in at least 24 hours. In fact, on the Gold Club call last night, we had the same question.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Who else has got questions?
Mr. LeGrand, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a deal here that's kind of unique because it's my house.
Okay.
And about a week ago, a real estate agent called me and wanted to show it to some folks. And they gave me a lowball offer and said $2,000 earnest money, refundable. And so to me, they're saying they want to tie my house up for 3 months
That's right. And, you don't have a buyer. We're done. You don't have a buyer.
Okay.
Bring that thing to class with all the facts on it Saturday, and I'll give you your potential exit strategies, and you don't need a realtor.
Yeah, I think I want to do a lease option on this anyway. I wasn't looking to sell it, but I think I am now. So
okay, well bring the information and make sure that I'm aware of it.
I'll do that.
I'll tell you what I would do with it. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, Ron.
Go ahead.
Ron.
Yes, I got the yeah. Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a question. You say about the seven-figure market. That's kind of slow and really fatigued in the Raleigh-Durham market. Can you go over a little bit how you handle that when there's probably 3 to 4 year supply of that product in this market?
Yeah, but they're not on the market with terms, are they?
No, but what I'm saying is...
So you'd have that market all to yourself, wouldn't you?
That's the more difficult side, too. I'd appreciate that.
That works in your favor because the properties that have been out there that they can't sell for cash are now amenable to terms.
Yeah.
And when you do it my way, you're never going to be at risk anyway.
Okay.
And I'll show you what I mean. I've got a couple of $4 million houses under contract, and it's true. They move very, very slowly, but when they move, you're going to get a check six figures.
Yeah, I believe that. It's just a matter of the absorption of them.
No, it's not a matter of absorption when you've got terms.
Oh, no, I understand that. I totally get that piece of it. Yep.
$1 million houses are easy. $4 million houses aren't. And in fact, many parts of the country, $1 million house is a starter home.
Right. Oh, I totally understand that.
All right. Any other questions?
Yes, I had a question about where would we obtain the correct paperwork when we're going to, if they agree to the terms and we show up and
we want contracts?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, they're all on my Gold Club site, which I'll tell you about. In fact, you can go there now if you want, ronsgoldclub.com.
Okay.
You're going to want to join that. It's only $59 a month, and gosh, there's every form and agreement in all of my courses are right there on that site for you to use. And
what
I can't tell
that?
You how many hours worth of training as well.
What was that?
RonsGoldClub.com. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, look, I didn't even take up 30 minutes of your lunch period today. So you got your work cut out for you. Do yourself a favor and bring me some leads, and I'll see you Saturday morning bright and early. And we will start at 9 a.m. sharp, guys, so come a little bit early and get registered. I'm a stickler for starting on time. So come prepared to leave everything behind. Bring your cell phone. Don't need anything else. And make sure that you're totally out of touch from 9 to 5 on Saturday. Don't even tell people where you're going, then they can't track you down. All right. I'll see you Saturday morning. And let's see how many deals we can get done that day. So thanks for tuning in.
Okay.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.